So in the middle of the day, Kiddush. Kiddush by day. Why is Kiddush by day called Kiddush Rabba, the great Kiddush? Kiddush Rabba. Why is it called the great Kiddush? It's a little bracha. This is a very, very, very high place. You go to this place that's called Abba, you're totally nullified to Hashem on a totally, completely different level than last night. Totally different place. So last night, the higher aspect, you get a little bit. Get a little something. The main thing is going to the lower aspect. Now it's to the higher aspect. I get it all. So you should say, B'shomu b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. B'shomu. B'shomu b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. A lot of beautiful things. First of all, the Dorosa, we should keep Shabbos. It should be a dwelling place for us. We should have a Shechina dwelling in us. That's the idea of the Dorosa, Bishomri, Shabbos. Make the Shabbos. It should be a dwelling place for you. This is what Shabbos is. That's the very first thing. Number one, Bishomri, Shabbos. You have to connect Shomor and Zohar. We want to remember also, Shomor, Shmira is the aspect of what you do, what you care for. You don't do this, you do this on Shabbos. But then you have the bechinat called Zohar. Zohar means remembering. Remembering Hashem, the high, the very high levels of Shabbos. We want to grab hold of that. That's the idea of what Shabbos is about. That's with Shomer, we do again, we do it twice. Because, and really, right, yeah, three times, right? Because we do it Friday night, and then we do it during the Kiddush, during the Shemoneh Esrei by day Shabbos, and then we do it again before Kiddush, most people. So that's his bechinat. We have different times of trying to remember, try to watch out not to mess up the Erev Shabbos. We have a chance now to hold on to Erev Shabbos. And they say the Sabri. Sabri is 10 Havayas. Reish Samach. What is Reish Samach? 260. 10 times Shem Havayah. Right, 26 times 10 is 260, because we want to put everything into perspective. Now, we've spoken about this, this comes up in a lot when we're learning these in Yonim, comes up in a lot, this idea that there's five expansive elements, kindnesses perhaps you call them, and five constrictive elements, judgments you call them, gvuras. And they all are, you have chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzachot. Those are the five. Your soul is inclusive. You leave your soul out. Because once you have all five, your soul, everything works the way it's supposed to work. So the five are going to have chesed, terms of kindness. Then you have gvura, means limits. Tiferes means truth. Tveik is connection. Netzach, hod your soul. Netzach means victory. And hod means praise. And your soul will leave alone for now. So again, so we have like this. I have five kindnesses that go into these five elements and five limits. So the five kindnesses, what are these five kindnesses? What are these kindnesses? There's chesed of chesed. Chesed of chesed means a person is just filled with tremendous love for Hashem. It's all love. All love. Maybe if he needs to be a little bit, just all love. Just be careful, shouldn't overdo it, but that's where he's holding. Then you have yourself gevura. The gevura of chesed is that the person, he knows, now it's too much, I have to sort of a little bit limit, because otherwise I can't get anything done. I'm just totally... So we're in the middle of talking about the chesed and gevuras. We have five chesed and five gevuras. So you have again chesed, you have the beginning of the chesed, chesed, total expansive love, and gevurah, the chesed, sort of like there's an aspect that's love, but it's not, it has to be tempered and limited, it has to be the right way, the right time. It can't be always without bounds. Sometimes always without bounds, it's just overwhelming, it's too much, you know. We still have time parents who are just like all over the kids, it's just too much. No, give the kids some space. Too much. It's not good for them. Not good for her. So, you have to know, there's a bechina that's called gvura of chesed. You have a love, but there's limits there. And the same thing with gvura too. Gvura also, you have a bechina that's called limits. You have yoshev, Hashem. But you have to know when to have expansiveness there, when to have love of Hashem there, when to have, not to be too much. Because sometimes the person is so much into limits, he has no, No flexibility. So you need to have flexibility also. There's two different aspects. There's flexibility and there's also, there's limits. So that's why Ravam Rav Nachman said, he said, Rav Nachman said, a person who doesn't have a watch, you're not really a real person, so to watch your time. Careful. The man watches time. He said, but if you're only on the watch, you're also, you're like even worse. Only the watch. He said, I can't stand the Beis Lam, you're going down the nets. Instead of davening, you guys, Where's your heart? Where's your shed?
Nah, take it easy. Relax.
If you're looking at the watch, you're not, you're waiting. So you can't be always on the watch. You have the gvura, but gvura you have ches. Gvura without a lachas. Like the Rebbe brings the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says, on the one hand, you have to have all Torah. You have a yoke. You can't just hang around, do whatever you feel like. You have to really, we have to working at least towards a point where we're going to be busy, busy, busy serving Hashem. And that's like a big, big, big fight. Big fight, big struggle to use the time, not to waste the time. Big, big fight, very big struggle. So on the one hand, we want to bring Hashem into everything we're doing, be with Hashem. Like, remember, like, it's within the limited room of what Hashem wants and where Hashem is. If we want to connect to Hashem, but on the other hand, it has to be this Chesed Shavuot, and then there's Gvura Shavuot. So yeah, Gvura Shavuot is this aspect of like, okay, do it. You have to get do it, do it. But then Chesed Shavuot is sometimes it doesn't work out. Like someone also well known. Chassidim are very into this realization that helping another person is extremely important, and sometimes it's more important than your seder and your, you know, you're not going to find someone who's Chassidim who's, no, I can't, I'm too busy with my, that's not, if you have sent this person to you, there's a reason why. How do you help them? What do you do? That's what we're supposed to be focused on. That's a big struggle, because once we get to Gvura, we're not supposed to be so Gvura that we can't be Chassid in the Gvura. So on the one hand, you can have limits, you can be limited, but so you have to be limited. You can't be expansive now. You can't. It's not appropriate to be expansive. On the other hand, it has to be. Everything has to be balanced, and it's a very big fight. It's really a big fight. Every person has a different nature. A person who has more chesed nature, he tends to be more laid back. It's harder for him to be more focused on constriction. A person who has more constriction, it's harder for him to be focused on the chesed. You have to sort of like balance it out. It's a very, very big long avoda. That's what you expect to happen in 2 minutes. That's for sure. It's very slow. It can be take a whole lifetime. You know, like, we do our best. We daven, we ask Hashem, please help me. On the one hand, have kind of have expansiveness, have to do Hashem. On the other hand, have limits and connection the way it's supposed to be. Everything has to be exactly right. Have kindness, have to have limits, everything right. So those are the two. So there's four aspects of. See, this time I noticed. Thank you. Four aspects of right of Chesed and Gvura, two aspects each. So there's four different aspects. Chesed has to have limits, and Gvura has to have expansiveness, and each one goes together. Then we have Tiferes. Tiferes is Emes, truth. Truth also has two different levels, two different elements. On one hand, truth, I have to learn how to be kind with truth. When I'm trying to connect to Hashem Be'emes and help other people connect to Hashem, I have to be able to be kind and gentle about it. I don't have to be truth something. You're like, what do you do? Why do you hit him with the truth? This is a story of Zilberstein, a very interesting halacha. He says someone's son said, I'm going, unfortunately these halachas are a little more relevant today than maybe it used to be. He says someone's son said, I'm going to yeshiva every day. And he found out he has a job somewhere, he's not yeshiva. He says, should I tell him? Should I confront him? Or should I work with him as he is? So he came out, no, don't confront him. Just work with him as he is. And try to deal with it. You can't sometimes showing someone to tell them, see, I can't, according to this, that is absolutely a worthless in terms of spiritual advancement. It just killed any possible advancement. It didn't do anything positive. But it's the truth. Who cares? That truth is not helpful. So you have to have limits. There's limits in truth. On the one hand, sometimes like, this is the truth. I have to like limit this and limit that and figure this out and figure this thing out to figure it out. And there's also expansiveness in truth. Sometimes there's an aspect of truth where it has to be more truth. You have to push a little more the truth. Sometimes it's very important.
Was there a historical period where you had maggots, the preachers that would give these hellfire and brimstone sermons?
Yes.
In the like, sure. 1700s, 1800s?
Yep. There's a problem with these maggots, though. That's from Ramchal. Ramchal says, you know, he says, the only time that this fire brimstone really works, and that's what Rabbi Akiva says, I doubt anybody knows how to rebuke an adoration. Nobody could do it right. He says, these guys don't know what they're doing. Because when Chal says, you're supposed to be yelling at the klipa, not at the person. You're supposed to perceive the negative, whatever you call it, the Zohar calls it, tiharu, it's the illumination that creates the impurity, not such great illumination, the bilum, and you're supposed to break that. Moshe Rabbeinu gave rebuke, and he broke the bed, and he felt good, everything felt great. But the Rebbe says something, you give rebuke in a way that you're stirring up the, he calls it the excrement, doesn't smell any better. Yeah. Somehow, it didn't get better. You didn't improve the situation. He says, that wasn't so smart, because now it's worse.
What period was that in? I mean, I just...
What period? It was around the Gaon's time, maybe before also. There were different periods back and forth. It really depends.
Like 1600s, 1700s?
Even earlier. Yeah, even earlier there were different different places where people spoke stronger. By Spartan also, by the way, very often was very strong. But somehow they held on, took it better in a way. It's very interesting to see how and what. There was a lot of fire. People were stronger to take it, that's for sure. A lot of fire all over the place. But you had to know where, like, the Baal Shem Tov came to say that now it's too much. So now you just got to relax and do your best. Relax and do your best, and then at a certain point, you will get to a point where you can take the... So, but it's not the idea is not to hit over the head, it's not going to help anything. That's what the Baal Shem Tov, well, it's one of his chidush. You don't hit them, you don't downtrodden masses, you don't tread on them. That's not what they call the Amaretz. Amaretz means you can grow, good things can grow from the ground. Not downtrodden means your step on you. That's not the idea. That was Baal Shem Tov's chidush. That's Tiferes. We have two more, and then I guess we'll stop. So then we have Netzach and Hod. So then again, truth, you have to know where you're holding, you have to know what to say, how to say it. You have to know who you're talking to. Can the person handle it? Can't they handle it? You have to know. There's a lot to know. So then we have Netzach Hod. Netzach means victory. It's victory. Netzach is victory. Victory, you have also this aspect of right and left. Sometimes a person is able to use this victory. He limits himself because he wants to, I want to win through, so I'm able to like hold on, and this will get. I'll be victorious this way. I'll overcome my inclination this way or that way. You find the right way. Then there's also kindness. How do I move forward? How do I help someone? How do I figure out how to move forward in advance? It's not so much limiting. Just maybe do this, maybe this way. It's like very light. It doesn't have to be heavy. It's like there are two different aspects. You have chesed. You have. And you have Gura. And then you have Hod. Hod is the final element of the five Guras and five Chesedim. The Chesed of Hod is you're able to praise Hashem and you're able to thank Hashem. That's Chesed of Hod. And then Hod is admitting, you say, well, you know, Hashem is so great and where am I? What am I doing and why? And you start to see that. That's the. No, it's okay. What does that do with Kiddush? So we said Savri, the word Savri is. Composed of Samech Resh, which is 10 times 26. These 26 are Shema Vaya. So you have 5 kindnesses and 5 limits, 5 Gvuras. 5 Chesed and 5 Gvuras. The Chesed and Gvura of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and Tzachot. Each one is a kindness of Gvura, so it's 5 of 5. Then you have Beis, there's 2 different aspects, kindness and limits. And the Yud is there's 10. That's the first thing that we have to put into place. Maronon, we probably won't do today. But Maronon is picking up the 288 sparks. We'll see in a minute why, or tomorrow why. And Rav Nosson says, when you do this right, what you're really doing is, he says on Shabbos, you uplift all the good points. That's when everything goes up. He said, that's when everything goes up on Shabbos. In Kiddush, that's the time when everything gets picked up. That's Savi Maronon. So that's like a big key. And then you have Rei Pregov. But that's like the big, 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 big time when everything goes up. That's like the biggest. That's why it's a big, you know, you look and say, well, Savi, with your permission, gentlemen, you know, rabbis, whatever you say, Rabbi, right? And it's like, what's the Kavan here? It's like these big Kavan. It's like, well, yeah, now is when everything goes up. Person pays attention and everything goes up. So hoping that Hashem will figure out a little bit to do these big Tikkunim. So tomorrow we'll see what Maronon is. Oh, okay. Okay.